Wisconsin woman allegedly strangles man during sexual encounter, dismembers body. By Nick Gilbertson on March 2, 2022. A Green Bay, Wisconsin, woman allegedly strangled a man during a sexual encounter before mutilating his body, placing his head and a male organ in a bucket, and leaving the scene with his legs in a crock pot. Warning, this story contains graphic details. Reader discretion is advised. Taylor Desha Business, 24, has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, third-degree sexual assault, and a probation violation, Brown County's online inmate records show. A criminal complaint obtained by Bay stated that on February 23 at around 3:25 a.m., a woman called police from her Stony Brook Lane home in Green Bay and said she discovered her yet-to-be-identified 25-year-old son's decapitated head in a bucket. She noted she awoke between 2 o'clock to 3 a.m. after hearing a door slam and found the body part after investigating a downstairs light that was on, Bay reported. After an officer located the bucket holding the severed head in the basement, he looked around the room and discovered what appeared to be dried blood on a nearby mattress, and additional blood was strewn around the basement, the complaint said, per the Green Bay Press Gazette. Her business was found at a home on Eastman Avenue the same day after police learned she may have been the last person to be with the victim, according to the outlet. They observed blood on her clothing and found additional human body parts including legs in her van, the complaint alleges. Authorities obtained a search warrant for the victim's mother's home, where they discovered a male organ laying in the bucket alongside the head, a torso in a storage bag, body fluid, and knives, Bay reported. During an interview with police, Shabusiness was asked what happened and responded, "That is a good question," according to the outlet. She and the victim were allegedly together all day Tuesday and smoked methamphetamine before going to the victim's mother's home, where they engaged in sex using chains. She noted that she used a chain to choke the man during the encounter but then took to strangling him with her bare hands, the complaint says, per the Green Bay Press Gazette. She allegedly said he stopped breathing about 3 to 5 minutes after the choking began but noted she blacked out. The victim coughed up blood and was just waiting for him to die while she was watching his face, the complaint stated, per video from Luke TV. She reportedly asked detectives if they knew what it was like to love something so much that you kill it, the complaint stated per the outlet. Shabusiness responded that the police were going to have fun trying to find all of the organs. Shabusiness stated all of the body parts should be in the basement. Shabusiness stated there should be a foot or a leg in the minivan, the complaint reads, according to Bay. She allegedly shared that she used knives found in the kitchen, adding that a serrated-edged bread knife worked the best. Shabusiness stated the plan was for her to bring all of the body parts with her but she got lazy and only ended up putting the leg/foot in the van and she forgot the head, the complaint states, per Bay. Online inmate records show Shabusiness's bond has been set at $2 million cash. She has a previous charge of resisting or obstructing an officer from August of 2020 and is listed as being married, though it is unclear if the victim was her spouse.